Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Eric Sue. So glad you guys joined us today. Today is August 25th, Tuesday, and I have a special guest joining us a little bit later, Angela Jackson. And we'll share with you guys a little bit more about who she is and what she does to help people grow their businesses and so forth. And I think she just called in, so I will bring her on. Angela.
Hi, Eric.
Hello. Good to hear your voice. Doing good today?
Good to hear yours, too. Yeah, it's having a great day. How about yourself?
It's good. It's a little cloudy overcast, but we'll take it. It's not too hot, right?
I know. I feel like it's the first sign of fall, so I'm not sure if to be excited or a little sad that I can't wear, you know, sleeveless anymore. But yeah, it's been awesome.
Awesome. It's funny you said that because that's what I said to my client this morning. I told her it's LA fall. But anyhow, it's all good.
Okay.
I was just introducing you to the show today, the podcast, and I really am excited about it because I think you add some great value to what it's all about. And I wanted to give my listeners a little bit of background about you, if that's okay.
Sure, go right ahead.
Awesome. And I found this on her LinkedIn, you guys, so you can find her on LinkedIn. It's Angela Jackson. Anyhow, she says she's a self-motivated actionary. If something that needs to be done, she will gladly do it. People describe her as a visionary and motivator. She enjoys being at the front lines and being a creator, motivating others to join in and complete the task with their gifts and abilities. There's gold in everyone, and I love calling that out, and she loves calling it out and helping people succeed on all levels. Success to her is helping others be successful and taking the next step in their lives in being a better person. With that being said there, Angela, would you like to share with our listeners just a tad more about who you are and what makes you super special?
Sure, definitely. And first of all, Eric, I want to thank you so much for inviting me to your podcast. I'm absolutely flattered and I'm just really excited about being able to share a little bit about my story and about really what I'm passionate about. And it really comes down to that. I love helping other people be successful and like see that for themselves, see a vision for themselves that maybe they or no one else really has been able to see for them before. And so just a little bit about my story and kind of as this is a fitness/business podcast, this is really interesting because I've always enjoyed fitness. I played sports often when I was younger, but I always kind of knew I liked teaching as well. There's something I liked about teaching, and ironically, I kind of got those two things got to come together when I was a senior in high school. My family moved to a brand new state, and the school there was a small private school, and they didn't have a basketball team, and so my dad decided, why don't we just go ahead and start a basketball team? And so we did. And since he was pretty busy sometimes, I got to be assistant coach and help teach all the girls that had never really learned basketball before how to play basketball from like the ground level, like not even knowing how to dribble correctly, how to pass the ball in right. So I had to think through foundational parts and dissect, you know, how to actually play this game and to communicate that to them and to bring them to the next step. And that's when I realized this is what I love doing. Like, I love coaching. I really enjoy teaching. So I feel like that's where I kind of first discovered a little bit about myself. And again, ironically enough, as time went on, I went to school, got my undergrad in interior design, which to me, I just really enjoyed solving problems. So that was solving problems with a space and for a client that had a need. And then after that, I went on to get my MBA where I discovered a little bit more about the realities of marketing, which is just understanding people and being able to connect with them and solve their problems. So it kind of like allowed me to apply my interior design aspects. And wasn't really sure where that was taking me. I loved small business. I loved entrepreneuring, creating things, was working in the small business world. And in the meantime, I, you know, got into my own fitness routine. I joined a really, really unique kickboxing fitness club, and it was a newly growing franchise. And I fell in love with it. Like, saw, like, amazing change with my own body and my mind, and yet the community there, too, was fantastic. It was just, it was so good for my whole person. And so maybe about 6 months into that, corporate bought that franchise. They came in, kind of, you know, took over, made it a little bit more, according to process, but a lot better, had a lot more energy. And the manager there, about a month later, asked me, you know, would you like to become a trainer? And I thought, you're absolutely crazy. Why would I do that? I have no experiences in training. And he's like, we'll train you. You'll get our certificates. And, you know, so long story short, as I realized that the foundation of that kind of a job in coaching really within a gym was being able to be in a like high energy, excitable environment and to teach and train people to be successful to get to the next step. And I knew that was exactly what I wanted my life to look like. So here I was with a very kind of an interesting background with design and business, and now I'm in the fitness industry, and really because I enjoyed it. But and the best part, though, was I got to train all the new franchise owners that came through the doors. So about once or twice a month, we'd have training camp, and I'd be able to show them not just how to be a good trainer, but how to be a good manager, how to run a gym, just logistically, you know, working with the members, sales, marketing, just every single part of the process. And that's when I found, I was like, this is my sweet spot in life. Like, this is where I want to land. I want to be here to be able to teach business owners how to be successful and really how to connect with their people, which comes in person but also via marketing. So, so it was a really exciting time for me. And I was actually living in South Carolina at that time. And I ended up going through making some decisions about, you know, I've always wanted to live in a big city. And so I actually decided to move to Chicago just over a year ago. And, you know, just ready to start something new. Wasn't sure what that would look like, but I kind of had some ideas. Had no idea that when I moved here, a lot of these fitness franchises that I had trained reached out and asked for me to do some freelancing consulting work for them, really on marketing and employee training. And I was actually really insecure about that. Like, I had a lot of insecurity about, you know, what, like, could I do that? Like, who am I? Like, you know, I don't have a degree in consulting or whatever. And so it was, again, it was all up in my head. It was this, like, huge hurdle to get over to think that I could accomplish this. Or, like, I'm too young, I'm too inexperienced, or whatever. And so it was really me just actually needing work. Like, I needed to pay my bills and eat sometimes. And so I just walked into it, and I found, like, again, this is it. This is my passion. This is the career I want to go into, which is just helping small businesses. And specifically for me, it's been in the fitness world, really understand what's going on in their business, to be able to partner with them and take them the next step in their growth. And so that's really what I've been doing the past about year and 3 months is diving into that. And recently I joined an advisory consulting group here in Chicago, which is very helpful because I get to work more with Chicago clients instead of traveling a lot. And we just have the same philosophy about people, about customers, about business owners, and And so it's been such a good experience, and I've been able to see through all of that, even looking back to when I was, you know, a trainer on the floor working with people, how it all comes down to what you view about yourself and, like, how, like, your mental game walking into it. And you have to fight. You have to fight to actually go somewhere, to grow and to be successful. And successful, I think, isn't a dollar figure, or isn't maybe even like a number on a scale for, you know, someone that really wants to you know, see some different change in their body or become better. It's really coming down to you moving forward, like, every day, and not saying no and not giving up and not quitting. And so that's really kind of been my journey through it. And I'm still going through it, and I'm still learning and growing and trying to do, you know, different things, like a podcast, which is exciting, and also meeting successful, you know, fitness, health and fitness people and owners like yourself, Eric. So that's, so that's just a little bit about my story.
Sure. That is awesome information. And I could see that you are familiar with both sides of the coin, being on the front lines, teaching, instructing, and educating people as a trainer, coach. And then on the other side, helping these trainers be better people, better trainers, better overall people in their industry. So I can see you have both sides of the world there. And you do add value. And when we spoke last time, you shared so much information. And one of the things I wanted to pick your brain about was, like, what are your top three business growth tips that you would be able to share with people?
Sure. And, you know, that's such a good question. It really, I want to start at the very foundation. And that is, you can't grow unless you know where you're coming from. And you have to know what your why is. You have to know what your purpose is. And you know this, like, it's like, what do you think about when you get up every morning? What's that big picture goal, or like foundational aspect about your life and about your business that keeps you going? And it's kind of like this idea of hope, or, you know, or purpose and foundation. But I feel like, before you even talk about other tips of growth, like, that's my first tip. Like, figure out your purpose. Write it down. Like, really believe it. It can't just be, to be better or whatever. Like everyone has their own purpose. And so as a person, as a business owner, as somebody pursuing a better, health and wellness and fitness, you have to remember why. And that was the big thing I saw in the fitness industry, was people would start with this idea of change and wanting to be better and, you know, and hit all these massive goals. So they had these amazing goals, but they forgot one day why they were doing it. They forgot that they were trying to, you know, take care of their bodies for preventative reasons, so that they wouldn't have, you know, diabetes or cancer or other heart diseases, you know. And they forgot that they need to take care of themselves as a person, their mind, their body, and every aspect of it. And so if you lose sight of your purpose, then it's going to be really easy to just lose and to quit, or to go off in some random direction. So yeah, I would say that. So that's my first one. Second one is that, really, as a business, you have to commit to growing. If you have to be changing. If you are always just staying stagnant in one place and are okay with the status quo, it's not going to work, because the industry is always moving forward. So you have to be not just moving with the industry, but moving one step ahead. And and if you're not growing, then you're going backwards, actually. So you're either going forward or backwards. There's actually no staying in the middle in this comfort zone. So, I mean, I think it's being willing to lean into that uncomfortableness of growth, because it is hard. It takes some risk, and it's not going to happen by accident. You know, I talk a lot about that with marketing. It's not accidental, but it's a very planned, methodical process. Write it down, come up and create a plan and track it, but hold it loosely and let it be flexible, because, you know, things change. Like, in business, every day is a little different. your plan will not turn out as you expect. I think we all know that, whether it's fitness or business. It just doesn't align up exactly, but the important part is you're committing to growing. And so to me, failure isn't really when the expectations don't match up. It's actually when you stop and you forget, you know, your why, and you walk away just because it's difficult or whatever. But I just want to throw it out there that
absolutely,
it's difficult. You know, like growing is difficult. You have to embrace the pain to see results. And there's a lot of stress involved. There's, you know, hard things. But if you run from the pain, you're just going to live in this, you know, non-existent mode. But if you embrace it and lean into your comfort zone, you're really going to see yourself grow as a person and as a business. And again, I feel like that applies so much to the fitness world, is that you have to commit to something. You can't just be lackadaisical about it. You have to commit, and you have to embrace the difficulty and pain of fitness, and then you will see like just amazing results. And then the last one, as you have laid down your foundation of why you're here, and then you're committing to growing from that, you need to grow with someone. And I often find, almost across the board, that owning the business is very lonely, and it's a really difficult journey to do by yourself. And that's because there's not a lot of people that can handle being a business owner, or that have that motivation. So when you're in it, it can often be really lonely, and you just get caught up in your own head. You kind of forget what's important. Your priorities get out of line. And you kind of start going like a little crazy, and so just having someone else to talk to and bounce ideas off of, and just to kind of throw in some perspective, is extremely helpful and validating. And so like whether it's finding a coach or a consultant, an advisor, somebody that's going to consistently be there to grow with you throughout that process, because otherwise I think it starts. You start going crazy. And don't be crazy.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And those top three are super, because I can, as you were speaking, I could remember, many of my listeners know that I was a former gym club owner of Goality in Wooddale. And, number one, specifically the purpose. If I didn't have that purpose, I would not have gotten up every single day to do what I did.
Right.
So that was huge, and I totally agree with that. Number two, what you said about wanting to consistently grow, absolutely. If I didn't make any adjustments, the competitor down the street or someone else would probably, outpace me or whatever, so that they would get a bigger market share in my area. So absolutely, I have to grow. And then the third tip that you said was doing it with someone, so huge. Going by yourself, doing it by yourself, I think it's probably the worst thing you could do for the business. One of the worst things, because there won't be feedback. There won't be someone to make sure that your T's and your whatever are crossed on the wire, things like that, right? Those little details do matter, and absolutely great, great tips.
Yeah.
I know that, and I know that future trainers and personal trainers, whoever come across this, they want to know, you can share maybe a little bit about your advice for people who want to start a new fitness club. Maybe what would that be?
Right. It's a difficult industry. It's a great time to go into the fitness industry, because it's in the trends. Everyone's interested. Everyone wants to know more about everything related to health and wellness. So nutrition, fitness, working out, the mental part, every part of the fitness industry. So it's a good industry to get into. However, it is very, very difficult to stand out. And so if you are going to go into the fitness industry, you have to be ridiculously risky. You have to take some risks, and you have to really decide to be uncomfortable on some things. And what I mean by that is deciding really clearly up front what is absolutely different about you. And the thing about that, you can't say something that, for instance, you can say that we're high, you know, experience and the best trainers in, you know, Chicago or whatever, right. Because you can't say something that other people would deny. You know, like there's no fitness club out there saying that we have inexperienced trainers or that, you know, we have really crappy weights. You know, like they're not going to say that. So you have to come up and describe something about you that really is very totally different from everyone else. And it might be a very small detail. It might be something as little as, you know, 40-minute workouts for women, you know, over 40. You know, and it's not that you're saying, it's not like you're pushing away the people who don't fit that, but what you want, you need to have these messages that go out. And then when people hear that, they think immediately that's me. You know, wow,
right.
they created a business exactly for me. And people only know that when you're really specific. But it's risky. It's very risky, and not a lot of businesses are willing to do that. So if you're going to start in the new fitness industry, really step out of that comfort zone. And it's hard because you're thinking, I'm turning away memberships and turning away dollars. But in the long run, it's really the best strategy to stand out, because otherwise you're just noise in the marketplace.
Right.
I totally agree. Right. Yeah. And with that is just not competing on price, because you got to compete on what you're different about. If you're always competing on price, you're going to lose. I can tell you that right now.
Right.
Not going to work. You're not going to survive.
Yeah.
Because this is the cool thing about the fitness industry, though. People are coming for a very emotional reason. Normally, they're not normally coming for a very cut and dry, you know, unemotional reason. There's something about them that has, it could be, and you don't know this, it could be they're going, they are pre-diabetic, or maybe they're going through a major change in their life season, or it could be because they are really overweight and they can't play with their kids, you know, like they used to be able to. So you have to, if you appeal to the higher motive within your fitness club, then they will be willing to pay whatever it is. And of course, some people might not be able to, but most people, if they're walking in your doors, they have the money to actually commit to fitness. So you have to show them that you're willing to you're thinking about their higher motive, which is that emotional need, and not necessarily about what the price is. Because you can give people to and convince them that what you have to offer is going to bring them and to that place where their need is satisfied, that pain is taken away, and you don't have to worry about dropping your prices just to get someone in the door, because that's really going to kill you in the long run.
Right, right. You're absolutely right. That's one of the things that I think I was told early on and had learned was what you said, pricing, that's irrelevant, really. Anyone can beat you on price or whatever, challenge your price, and what other value can you bring to the table? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I know you had some great success with what you do, and would you be able to share with our listeners one of your success stories?
Sure, I would love to, and I was thinking about this, and one of my favorites, really, from here in Chicago with a fitness club I work with in the suburbs, because I started working with them just about a year ago, and they were basically right at break-even, you know, barely making it. The summer was pretty rough, and so I was able to come in and start working with them, within their employees, and also with their marketing. And instead of doing what most people do with marketing and just let's throw money at this idea, and they try like ideas here and there, and my whole philosophy is to spread it out, and you need to have a couple different things that you do and let it bake over time. So we just really diversified the options. We you know, did things, whether it's an internal campaign or social media, website, print materials. You know, we try to use a little bit of everything. And then we really train the employees well to be able to also market, but then also follow through with the sales. And I mean, it was pretty quickly within 2 months, it was they had about doubled in their revenue. And then, you know, over time, you know, so, and holidays can sometimes give you a little bit of a big leap because people are coming in right before the holidays. But we've been able to see real steady steady growth and be able to maintain that rate over time. And so that, for me, like being able to look back and see that amount of change and growth over the year has been, you know, just the numbers wise has been really, really exciting. And for a while they were, you know, in the top 10 of the franchise in the country. But also I don't want to pass this up just seeing the amount of relief and comfort of the owner to be able to work alongside of someone else. And like, to me, that was really satisfying to be able to help someone else feel that success and also for their team.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We're getting to the end of this podcast, and time flies when we're having fun. However,
I know.
Maybe in a later date we can do a second show. Just wanted to let our listeners know, how do the people get in touch with you, and where can people find more information?
Sure. One of the best ways would be through Anchor Advisors. AnchorAdvisors.com is the company I work through in Chicago for consulting and advising work, and my email through that is just ajackson@anchoradvisors.com. And then also, if you want to follow me, that's not weird at all. You can follow me as much as you want on Twitter and on my blog. My Twitter is just AngKJack, AngKJack. And my blog, it's kind of a video blog, and it's called By Design Marketing, or no, By Design Consulting. ByDesignConsulting.wordpress.com, and that's where I kind of just give real short snippets and tips about, you know, my philosophy and view of marketing and how to be successful as a small business owner.
Very good. I'll have the websites and some of the links up on our podcast show notes, so if anyone's listening, you can go on there and check it out. It was really, really good, Angela, to learn a little bit more about who you are, what you do, and why you make a difference in people's lives. And maybe we can do this again in the future. It was really great, and I hope you had a good time. I did, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you so much, Eric. I really appreciate you bringing me on. I'm looking forward to next
time. Awesome. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye, Eric.
Bye. Wow. What a show. What a interview. She is dynamic. She is full of information and very, very helpful. I hope you guys like that, you guys. I just wanted to give you some reminders real quick here. If anybody has any comments, suggestions, you can contact me on Facebook at Eric W. Sue Trainer, on Twitter, Eric Sue JP, on Instagram, Eric Sue JP, all one word. Let's see here. Oh, so September 1st is my new website. Hopefully it'll be ready and looking great. September 1st is the launch date. Look out for that. It will be ericwsue.com. Real quick, I also wanted to give a special sponsor thanks to Mary Tolford. She is with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, and she is a real estate agent. Check her out. I'll have it on the show notes where you can find more information about her. But thank you, Mary Tolford. There's an event I'm going to be at this weekend, Saturday, August 29th. It's a business overview event of my nutrition company business. And it's on Saturday, August 29th, like I said. Starts at 8 a.m. Information will be on my Facebook as well. Hope you guys enjoy this podcast. I'm so excited that Angela was able to share her information today, and hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you guys are doing great. Remember, stay active, be safe.